Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home alright. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Get ready. It's time for the Crazy J Show.
The Crazy J Show.
On RadioVegas.rocks.
Well, well, well. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to the Crazy J Weird Record Show. For the next 2 hours, I take over the airwaves of RadioVegas.rocks, and I bring you rare, obscure, funny, off-the-wall, sometimes songs that even make you think. But for the next 2 hours, I am here in the padded walls of my electronic sandbox, located on the 44th floor, overlooking dumpster number 3. I got the idea to put this theme together a couple weeks ago, but I've been busy, Idaho and Laughlin and all that stuff, and I did send out a few tweets here and there, telling people that it was coming, and I'm not looking for your typical same played songs when it comes to UFOs, aliens, outer space, and that kind of stuff. You guys got me some good ones, I gotta tell you, we're full, so I'm not opening up the request lines today. We did get some really, really good stuff in there, plus what I wanted to play. And, of course, you're going to get your traditional stuff in there as well. Don't worry about it. But this is the Weird Record Show, so we got to go a little weird, more weird than normal. So if you haven't figured it out, we're talking about UFOs, aliens, outer space, and more. We got things started with a song called Mr. Spaceman by the Birds. I love that song. But we're going to go deeper. We're going to go deeper. We're going to get more obscure than the Birds, for sure. But I got 2 hours to do that for you. Get a little deep. I don't want to go too deep and scare you at first. So I'll ease you into it. Does that sound pretty good? All right. So we're going to get things started with this lovely number. You might recognize the voice. This is a mid-50s song called Let's Go UFOing by the late, great, and very talented Jimmy Durante right here on RadioVegas.rocks. Check it out.
If you want to get a thrill, if you want to see the sights, jump right in. I got an unidentified flying object, yeah! Let's go for a spin. We're going UFO. We're trying saucer flying. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, We zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. We're going UFO-ing. We're trying salsa flying. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. We're going UFOing. We're trying salsa flying. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. We're going UFO. We're trying salsa fire. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO.
...1964, Jimmy Durante right there with a song called Let's Go UFOing, or In Outer Space is another way that one was titled. You're listening to the Crazy J Weird Record Show live right here at RadioVegas.rocks, and we're going to keep it kind of in that little area right now. Going to back up, though. It's, 50s and 60s was weird, because they have a lot of songs about flying saucers and aliens, mainly flying saucers. And I'm going to let this one slide, although it's not about flying saucers. It's titled Flying Saucer, so it fits. And we're also going to allow it, because it's Mel Blanc, the man of the voices. That's right, Looney Tunes. This is from 1951. It's a great song. Here it is. It's called Flying Saucers. It's Mel Blanc, RadioVegas.rocks.
Our marriage used to be like the sweetest harmony. Why, everything was peachy at the start. Like a rocket to the moon, it was over much too soon. When she hit me on the head, she broke my heart.
Ow! Whoa! Ow! Whoa!
Flying saucers, flying saucers. Flying from the hands of my wife. Flying saucers, cups and saucers are breaking up my happy wedded life. Last night I sure was blissed when she threw a plate and missed. I cried, this is goodbye to our romance. But she pleaded as she said, though the plate just missed your head, I'm your wife and I deserve another chance.
Ow! Ooh! Oh no! Ow!
Flying saucers, flying saucers, flying from the hands of my wife. Flying saucers, cups and saucers are breaking up my happy wedded life. So to science I declare, for those saucers in the air, you don't have to look to Jupiter or Mars. You can solve this mystery. Find a woman who is free. Marry her and you will soon be seeing stars.
Ow! Oh no! Ow! Oh-ho!
Flying saucers, flying saucers, flying from the hands of my wife. Flying saucers, cups and saucers are breaking up my happy wedded life. You missed me.
Just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
Told you, man, the 50s and 60s loaded with songs about Martians and aliens. That's when it was big, man. That's when they're coming to take over. Now it's zombies. Anyway, that's the Randells with the Martian Hop. And from 1951, Mel Blanc with his song called Flying Saucers. I picked up that record, I don't know, 6-7 months ago at Wax Tracks, who is a sponsor of this show. You want to check them out, 2909 South Decatur. Tell Rich I sent you there. You'll love it. It's three floors of records. Like, if you're a record collector, this store has everything you need. Memorabilia, everything. We've talked about it on the show before. It is awesome. So you want to go to 2909 South Decatur. You don't believe me how much stuff he's got? Check out his website, Wax Tracks Online. That's T-R-A-X Online. And don't forget, Rich Rosen, he does host the Street Harmony Review every Wednesday at 8 p.m. right here on RadioVegas.rocks. He does doo-wop, he does soul, and the guy, he does it right from the record shop, so he never runs out of material. It's three floors of music. Anyway, it's the it is the Weird Record Show with me, your host, and we're live, RadioVegas.rocks. And today we're taking a look at aliens, UFOs. We're going far out, baby. We're going real far out. We've got some good stuff. Now, I know you're looking for obscure. You're looking for weird, obnoxious, crazy. And I haven't really gotten you there yet. I want to ease you into it, but I'm going to give you one. Last night, this guy was doing a free concert down at Fremont Street. Yeah, that's right. And it's Rick Springfield. And I'm sure he did a lot of his big hits. You know, Jesse's Girl. And, you know, I'd do anything for you or whatever it is that he does. But I'm pretty sure Rick Springfield did not do this song called Alien Virus. It is a Weird Record Show, RadioVegas.rocks.
for hours. Up in the sky was a strange light. You know the comets are falling and UFOs are calling. Who were you last night? You used to be beautiful. Oh baby, alright. I don't even recognize you anymore. I think maybe some alien virus infected your heart. I'm not waving, I'm drowning, baby. Who's that one I see you with? You've been out walking and monkeys are talking to a black monolith. I don't wanna be in this skin. Baby, not tonight. I wanna be in the one he's in. The one you are. I think maybe some alien virus infected your heart.
Of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and quickly flew away.
They couldn't stand anything they saw, sir, and didn't care to stay.
From the view they got of us, hated all the lot of us, and quickly flew away. Took a look around, and once they'd seen us, hurried off through space. As quickly as they could to Mars and Venus, saying, what a place.
To live in two little men in a flying saucer, had no desire to stay.
When they cruised around the world, sorry that they found the world, and quickly flew away. Said, what a planet, wonder who began it as they flew across the USA. Heard Frank Sinatra made a swift departure and they quickly flew away. Flew over Britain, everybody sitting as they listened to the radio. What had they got on? Good old Billy Cotton. But the two little men said,
oh no!
Thank you.
Billy Clarence of all the terrible places. If I'd known it was like this here, I'd never have come. Now go on, drive the saucer back home at once. This is now a cup of tea and you know it.
Two little men
in a flying saucer
had no desire to stay.
All they went before
when they cruised around the world. Sorry, they had found the world and quickly flew away. Yes, they quickly flew away. Yes, they quickly flew away.
From 1950, that's Billy Cotton and his band with the Flying Saucer. And just ahead of that, Rick Springfield and a song called Alien Virus. Yeah, nice. It's good stuff. We are doing far out tunes today. That's right, songs about outer space, aliens, UFOs, maybe alien abductions, alien love. You never know. Maybe some anal probing. You never know. You never know what's going to happen on this show, everybody. It is a weird record show. I am your host, Crazy J. And if you didn't know, this week was the 40th anniversary of the passing of Elvis's death. That's right. Elvis died 40 years ago this week. And I know what you're thinking, Jay. How can you possibly do something about Elvis for an alien show? It's pretty easy. Here's Ray Stevens.
This is the evening news. Let's go now to our field reporter, Ronaldo Riviera.
This is Ronaldo Riviera on the banks of the stinky, muddy river with Mr. R.V. Frisbee, who claims to have witnessed something truly fantastic. Mr. Frisbee, could you tell us what you saw?
Yeah, I was just hunkered down over there putting a stink wad on my trot line, and the short hairs just stood straight out on the back of my neck, and I turned around, and there's this big orange thing, them purple lights on it, come swooping over them pine trees and just hovered over the Winnebago there. Hynaeus run out and throwed a skillet at it, and then she scissored and run back in up on the height of bed. About that time, little trap door opened up, little stair steps come down, this little pink bald-headed guy stuck his head out. Now, I seen that movie, Close Encounters. I just walked on over there big as I can, looked up in there, and there he was.
There who was?
I saw Elvis in a UFO.
Out in outer space.
And then those little pink men, they all jumped in, dancing up and down the stairs. And then they roll their eyes, begin to harmonize, and it sounded like the Jordanettes. Too good for the human.
I saw Elvis in a UFO, Ray Stevens. And we knocked out two things there. The anniversary of Elvis's death 40 years ago this week, and a song about UFO and aliens. It all comes together on this show. It's done beautifully, everybody. Right now, though, before we go into a break, this is a rare one. This is like a really rare song. This is a group that later formed and became Queen. This is a group with Brian May and who else is in that band? We had Roger Taylor and Tim Staffel. 1969, the group was called Smile. Freddie Mercury not in the band yet, and they would later put together Queen. But this is a rare song from Smile. It's called Earth, right here on Radio Vegas. Rocks. I think you're going to love this one as we do our tribute to outer space, aliens, flying saucers, and more.
I might be at a table and suddenly I'll catch a fleeting vision of her crystal seas. Or I might be standing in a crowd at dockyard far away, underneath the sun I've never seen. Cause I have seen many worlds. Oh, what is worth? Chasing waves of light out towards the rim, where stars are sparse and the cold of space seeps in. Or I might be in a barroom drinking methylated gin and thinking of the places I have been. Yes, I have seen.
See again the planet Earth.
From 1969, that is a group called Smile, later formed with Freddie Mercury, and they became Queen. That is a song called Earth. As we take a look at songs about outer space, aliens, UFOs, and more on this edition of the Weird Wacky Record Show. Coming up, I know, with your permission, I'm going to get a little weirder, because we've got stuff that's probably going to blow your mind. We've got the typical song by Donovan that you've all requested. You've all wanted to hear Intergalactic Laxative, but he's also got another one that you may or may not have known about. Harry Nilsson's also got a song in there. It's pretty weird. We've got one coming up from Dee Dee and Joey Ramone. We've got another rare one from Ella Fitzgerald. We've got a great list. And in just about 35 seconds or so, I'm going to play you one that blew my mind. And Wicked Vinyl out there in Houston, Texas, that's what he wanted to be known as, requested that song and introduced me to it. It's very bizarre. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you guys have heard it. I don't know. But it's the Carpenters, and I'll tell you the name of it coming up. But since Wax Trax is a sponsor of the show, let's do a quick word from them, and we'll be right back.
So you want to find some oldies. So you go to one of these giant corporate record superstores, except they don't have records anymore. No records in the record store. Oh, they have CDs and digital this and digital that, but what you really want to hear is this. The needles sliding in the grooves. You know, they don't make them like that anymore. But they're still around at Wax Trax Records. Wax Trax Records is now open in Las Vegas at 2909 South Decatur between Sahara and DI. Inside, you'll find the 45s, the LPs, even 78s of all the classics. R&B, doo-wop, jazz, rock and roll, soul, oldies, Elvis Presley, and 50s memorabilia, too. It's Wax Trax Records, where the sounds of the 50s and 60s live. Wax Trax Records even buys record collections. So if they're collecting dust in your garage, get them over to Wax Trax. They'll take care of you. Fact is, you're going to find the biggest supply of 50s and 60s vinyl. You can stock up on your jukebox favorites at Wax Trax Records, where the sounds of the 50s and 60s live. 2909 South Decatur, between Sahara and Desert.
Listen to the number one show of Saturday mornings, The Electric Radio Show, right here on RadioVegas.rocks.
That's right, everybody. Make sure you visit Wax Trax. I'm telling you, it's three floors of goodness, and it's every record collector's dream, man. You got to plan a weekend if you don't live here to go there and just, spend each day on one floor and just go from there. Again, located 2909 South Decatur. Tell Rich we sent you over there. And again, make sure you check out his radio show, The Street Harmony Review, Wednesday nights 8, full of rare classic doo-wop and soul music. You're going to love it. But right now, as we continue our far-out tribute, man, to galaxies around, you know, solar systems, and we've got songs about planets and UFOs and aliens and alien abductions and falling in love with aliens and all that good stuff. It's all happening on the show today. But we've got a rare one now that Wicked Vinyl out in Houston, Texas told me about. And I was like, are you out of your mind? And he actually sent it to me. And I was blown away that it was done by the Carpenters. The song is called Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. So it is Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. It's the Carpenters. Check it out. RadioVegas.rocks.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's
a contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary ultra emissaries.
His report.
Then the spaceship landed and something got out that almost scared me dead.
I looked at him.
And he looked at me.
And this is what I said.
Teen angel, can you hear me?
He started coming after me. I ran for all it was worth.
Then I heard the words of the first spaceman.
Ever to land on Earth.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop. Shimmy, shimmy, pop.
I didn't understand a word. It was spaceman talking, see.
But I finally figured out the word.
And this is what it means.
I want to meet out the man.
Well, I stopped right there and I turned around and I walked right up to him.
I said, man, you sing all right, but you don't look like Baby yet.
He was a man.
He said,
which means, maybe I don't look so good, but you don't understand.
I got two heads.
And I got four arms.
I can play like a one-man band. I said, sorry, we can't use your boy. Get in your ship and fly. And as the spaceship blasted off, I heard him say,
well, the news of the song has been flying around. I'm the only one that's seen it over the ground. First thing I seen when I saw it land, the cast jumped out in the front of the band. My songs are rock and roll. My songs are rock and roll. I couldn't understand the things they said about that crazy beauty just to stop me dead. Crazy beauty just to stop me dead. Well, I come out of hiding and I started to rock. A little green man taught me how to do the bop. They were 3 foot high, they had a few bars.
Yeah, from 1957, that's Billy Riley with a song called Flying Saucer Rock and Roll. And then from 1960, we had the Missiles and their song called Spaceship, sort of a takeoff of Buchanan and Goodman with their song Flying Saucer, Part 1 and 2, which we will get to a little bit later on. And then we have the Carpenters starting that set off. That's right, I never thought I'd say that on this show. We do play the Carpenters from time to time on the Rock and Comedy Show, and we do the Time Machine of Music, but I've never ever played Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. So good shout out on that one. It is the Weird Wacky Record Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Today we're taking a look at outer space, aliens, UFOs, and much, much more. But right now, we've got one from Dee Dee Ramone and Joey Ramone of the Ramones called I Am Seeing UFOs. Here it is for you now.
To happen, there was a blast of energy from the sun, from the exposure, solar radiation. Something came from out of space or somewhere. Did I get here on a rocket? Did I come from another planet? I am seeing UFOs. I am seeing UFOs. I guess it's because I had a hard time. Everything. I am seeing UFOs.
spaceship. I am comfortable in times like this. Times like this when I'm in the bathroom brushing my teeth. I can't look into the mirror till I land. Did I get here on a rocket? Or did I come from another planet? I am seeing you in bus. I am seeing you in bus. I guess it's because I had a hard time out with you. I am seeing you in bus. I am seeing you in bus. I guess it's because I had a hard time. Did I get here on a rocket? Or did I come from another planet? I am seeing you in bus. I am seeing you in bus. I guess it's because I had a hard time out with you. I am seeing you in bus. I am seeing you in bus. I guess it's because I had a hard time out with you. Yes,
this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
We'll be right back.
Weird Al Yankovic right there from his fun album, Dare to Be Stupid. That is Slime Creatures from Outer Space. You are listening to the Weird Wacky Record Show right here on Radio Vegas. Rocks. We got to take a quick break, everybody. But when we come back, we've got some more obscure stuff to get to. Alien Love, a song that I did years ago. Yeah, we're going to get it all. We're going to get it in there, baby. So we're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Crazy J Show. On RadioVegas.rocks.
Well, not that quick. Let's do it again.
The Crazy J Show.
The Crazy J Show.
Returns right after this.
Zip Fizz Energy. No sudden crash and calorie. Low carb, vitamin B. The healthy energy mix. Zip Fizz.
Zip Fizz, the all-natural, great-tasting, healthy energy mix for those on the go. Zip Fizz.
Zip Fizz Energy, no sudden crash, 10 calorie, low carb, vitamin B, the healthy energy mix. Zip Fizz!
So you want to find some oldies, so you go to one of these giant corporate record superstores, except they don't have records anymore. No records in the record store. Oh, they have CDs and digital this and digital that, but what you really want to hear is this. The needles sliding in the grooves. You know, they don't make them like that anymore. But they're still around at Wax Trax Records. Wax Trax Records is now open in Las Vegas at 2909 South Decatur between Sahara and DI. Inside, you'll find the 45s, the LPs, even 78s of all the classics. R&B, doo-wop, jazz, rock and roll, soul, oldies, Elvis Presley, and 50s memorabilia, too. It's Wax Trax Records, where the sounds of the 50s and 60s live. Wax Trax Records even buys record collections. So if they're collecting dust in your garage, get them over to Wax Trax. They'll take care of you. Fact is, you're going to find the biggest supply of 50s and 60s vinyl. You can stock up on your jukebox favorites at Wax Trax Records, where the sounds of the 50s and 60s live. 2909 South Decatur, between Sahara and Desert Inn.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and on the phone line right now, one of, if not the funniest man on the planet. Give it up for Stephen Wright, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show, Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Hello, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. How have you been? And joining us in the studio right now, it's Mr. Vegas himself, the guy that has the best 10 p.m. show on the strip. It's George Wallace.
I don't understand you guys. How are you on the 44th floor and I went up to the 45th and then you bring me back down? Why did I have to go up there and then come back down?
The Rockin' Comedy Show. Tune in and find out who's stopping by. RockinComedyShow.com.
It is RadioVegas.rocks.
I made love to an alien near Roswell last night. We strolled along together in the pale moonlight. I had a funny feeling that something wasn't right. I made love to an alien last night. When she gripped my hand, I was feeling mighty fine. But her fingers with mine would not intertwine. When I bent down and gazed into her eyes, they were big as donuts and blacker than the sky. She said, I'm feeling lonely. I said, Lord, so am I. We'll stroll along together, but we won't question why. That ground beneath your feet, dear, is flashing red and white and sprouting little mushrooms left and right. Then she threw me down and put me on my back. To tell the truth, I thought I'd seen my last. But she settled down and snuggled in Mars, and I made love to that maiden from the stars. Got a little alien daughter, she almost looks like me. Her mama travels far and wide to all the stars you see. The planet Earth is home to little Allie and me. I made love to an alien near Roswell last night. We strolled along together in the dead. desert moonlight. I had an awful feeling that something wasn't right. I made love to an alien. I made love to an alien. Yes, I made love to an alien last night.
That's a song called Alien Love, or I Made Love to an Alien Last Night. George McClure is the artist on that song, and I thought I'd share that one as we get into this next one. From an artist by the name of Jesse Lee Turner, 1959, wrote a song called The Little Space Girl. Check it out. Pay attention, because something up. Something's coming up next you're not going to want to miss. So from 1959, here is Jesse Lee Turner and The Little Space Girl. Check it out for you now.
I was strolling through the park one night, and oh, I felt so blue when I heard a little voice say,
I'm so lonely too.
Then I turned around to look, and to my surprise, a little space girl sat there crying right before my eyes. Stepping up a little closer to see what I could see, she said,
Mr. Earthman, will you please marry me?
I said, why, no, I couldn't do that. Well, that just wouldn't be right, 'cause you and me, and me and you, we don't even look alike. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes,
all the better to see. I can really rock and swing, 'cause I've got more of everything. Oh, Mr. Earthman, will you marry me?
Then I said, what will people think when we go strolling by? Why, they not only laugh at us, they lay right down and die. Then they'd put you and me in jail, there we would be. And the people, they'd come from miles around just to look at you and me. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes, said, this thing's gone far enough. I've had enough of this. She said,
please, Mr. Earthman, just one little kiss.
I said, okay, 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 but then you go away. But when I finished kissing her, I had this to say. Oh, you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes,
sure. 1959, Jesse Lee Turner with The Little Space Girl. Well, in 1996, that song got an upgraded version done by yours truly. That's right, a lot of people said, hey, why do you call yourself Crazy Jay? You don't seem to be all that crazy. So to answer the question, yeah, I don't sing either, but we decided, myself and Gary Schneider of the Anomalies, decided to re-record that song, and it went nowhere, of course. We didn't really release it. We just had fun with it, and I do play it from time to time, not very often, but here is my version of Jesse Lee Turner's The Little Space Girl from 1996. Enjoy, everybody. Soak it all in.
The park one night, and oh, I felt so blue when I heard a little voice say, then I turned around to look, and to my surprise, a little space girl sat there crying right before my eyes. Stepping up a little closer to see what I could see, she said,
Mr. Earthman,
go strolling by. Why, they not only laugh at us, they lay right down and die. They may put you and me in jail. There we would be. And the people they come from miles around just to look at you and me. Cause you got four arms.
Space Girl, 1996, by yours truly doing both parts on that song, Gary Snyder doing all the music. Yeah, you know, you got to break out of your comfort zone every once in a while and do something you never thought you'd do. I've tried stand-up, I've sang a little, I've done some acting. I'm comfortable right here in the air chair on the 44th floor at RadioVegas.rocks. But right now, here's Harry Nilsson. We've got more music as we take a look at outer space and more today.
Bang, bang, shoot 'em up, destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I wanted to be a spaceman, that's what I wanted to be. But now that I am a spaceman, nobody cares about me. Mother Earth, would you bring me back down safely to the sea? Around and around and around and around is all she ever said to me. I want to make a good run. I wanted to go to the moon. I knew that it had to be fun. I told him to send me real soon. I want to be a spaceman, I want to be it so bad. But now that I am a spaceman, I'd rather be back on the pad. Hey Mother Earth, would you bring me back down safely to the sea? Around and around and around and around is just a lot of lunacy. Safe on the ground. Around and around, the problem of a spaceman.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
John Glenn a dickhead.
Should've been an astronaut.
Songs, we're running out of time. I can't believe it, man. That is Don't You Want to Go to the Moon, Barnes and Barnes, same guys that brought you Fish Heads. Then we had Kathy McCarty with a song called Rocket Ship from 1995. I used to play that a lot back in the day, back in the when I was in California. Rocket Ship. And then I Should Have Been an Astronaut by The Uninvited. Still one of the most requested artists in the history of the Crazy J Show is The Uninvited. We are taking a look today at alien songs, UFOs, outer space, and more. We're going to take it up and get a little weird. Ease you in, take you out, I ease you in again. We have songs about alien love and much, much more. Before I get into an alien love song, let's have breakfast in a flying saucer, shall we?
I had a girl down in Trinidad. The food she cooked me was very bad. I don't mean crab and callaloo. Her kind of dish was something new.
She served me breakfast in a flying saucer and me lunch in a hot plate. She served me breakfast in a flying saucer. Every morning I wake up late.
I asked my girl where she learned to cook. She said the recipe's in the book. Be sure the meat don't go to waste. Season the sauce to suit your taste. My belly soon start to make her growl. A hootin' tootin' just like an owl. She said I need some alkali. Up to the roof and there was I.
She served me breakfast in a flying saucer and me lunch in a hot plate. She served me breakfast in a flying saucer. Every morning I wake up late.
For many mornings and many nights, she had me sailing in spacious heights. I'd look down once to see the view. Frightened like mad, I'm telling you. I soon collided with something big. I took my shovel and tried to dig. A big obstruction stopped me cold. Frozen beans in a fungi bowl.
She served me breakfast in a flying saucer and a lunch in a hot plate.
salty breakfast in a flying saucer. Every morning I wake up late.
My life was sweet down in Trinidad. On Sunday mornings I cook me shad. But now my life is prosody. Look what the woman do to me.
She served me breakfast in a flying saucer and me lunch in a hot plate. She served me breakfast in a flying saucer. Every morning I wake up late.
I was impressed like everyone when man began to fly out of earthly regions to planets in the sky. With total media coverage, we watched the heroes land. As ceremoniously they disturbed the cosmic sand. In awe with admiration, we listened to the talk. Such pride felt they, such joy to be upon the moon to walk. My romantic vision shattered when it was explained to me. Spacemen wear old diapers in which they shouldn't be. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. They don't partake like you and I of beefy burger mush. Their food is specially prepared to dissolve into slush. Absorbed by multi-fibers in the super diaper suit. Otherwise the slush would trickle down inside the boot. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. You may well ask, now what becomes of liquid they consume? A pipe is led from penis head to a unit in the room. The water is recirculated, filtered for reuse. In case of anti-gravity, pee gets on the loose. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me, without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. Wherever man has conquered, on the quest for frontiers new, da-da-da-da. I'm glad he's always had to do the number one and two. It makes it all so ordinary, just like you and me. To know the greatest heroes, they had to shit and pee. The intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. For cosmic constipation, there's none that can compare. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars.
That's why I'm stumbling down the highway on my boots of steel. I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Present position of the planet, it's impossible for me to say. Just when I find my course again, with these boulders in my way, I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Instead of stumbling down this highway on of steel, cosmic wheels, cosmic wheels.
1973, that's Donovan, Cosmic Wheels, and also from 1973, The Intergalactic Laxative, also by Donovan. Many of you requested that one. That's a given whenever we do these interplanetary type shows. You all want to hear Intergalactic Laxative. And I thought I'd throw that one in there about Cosmic Wheels. Also in that set, we had a fun little song from a group called La Monte Bros from 2016, so it came out last year, called Breakfast in a Flying Saucer. That's right. And I know what you're thinking, Jay. Can you make it weirder? Yeah, I can. we've got some good ones to get to, but right now here is a song from a group called The Lancers, and the song is called Take Me to Your Leader.
Well, a little green man in a rocket ship packed up a suitcase and took a trip. When he landed on Earth, he gave a little blip and said,
take me to your leader before I flip.
From his government.
Let's have a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We said, where did you come from? Up in the air. Do you dig rock and roll or are you square?
He pulled out his ray gun and said with a glow,
either take me to your leader or to Bridget Bardot. Ba 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 boom. Take me to your leader. Take me to your
from his government.
White House, and then he went to see the man who's president. He came running back out saying,
what does he mean? I'm not purple, I'm green, green, green.
Oh, she's fine. You know, a little hemorrhoidal problem now and then, but you know how it is.
What's happening?
Well, nothing much, except had a weird experience the other night.
Is that right?
Yeah, you see, I was walking along, you know, minding my own.
Yeah.
I looked out to my right and I saw this strange light.
A light?
That's right. So anyway, what happened was it got me thinking about this poem I read once. A poem, huh? Yeah, a poem. It was like, late last night in search of light, I watched a ball of fire. You don't mind if I do this for you, do you, man?
Hey, no, man, I was only putting you on. It's your record, you know what I mean? Carry on, do whatever you want.
Well, all right. Late last night, in search of light, I watched a ball of fire streak across the midnight sky. I watched it glow, then grow, then shrink, then sink into the silhouette of morning. As I watched it die, you know what I said to myself? I said, hey, I got a lot in common with that light.
Well, that's right.
You see, I'm alive with fire, my life. The streaks across my span of time and is seen by those who lift their eyes in search of light to help them through the long, dark night. Hey, you know, that's all right. Well, thanks, man. It's just a poem I learned a long time ago.
It's still all right. But tell me something. What happened?
Well, you see, that wasn't the funny thing that happened to me. You see, the funny thing that happened to me was that, well, it got me thinking about this man I met a few years back in this bar, sort of, and he told me this sort of a strange, you know, flying saucer story.
Flying saucers, huh?
Yeah, you see, one night, he was walking along, minding his own, looked off to his right, and he saw this strange light, too.
A light, right?
Right. So anyway, he started off to investigate this light off to his right, right?
Right.
Got about halfway across his field and realized what he was doing, you know? I mean, after all, there he was in the middle of a field, in the middle of the night, investigating this weird light off to his right, right?
Right. What happened?
Well, to make a long story shorter, he split.
I mean, he split.
Yeah, you know, just,
Jesus. All right, so what happened with you?
Well, I got thinking about this guy in the story, you know, and the poem and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Well, so I split too. You understand?
You split.
Yeah, split.
Split.
Split. S-P-L-I-T.
Shit. Well, I got the split now myself. See, listen, I hope your wife said to watch my callers get better real fast and all that.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute for what, man? What do you think you're doing? You turning to crusades or something? That's the dumbest story I ever heard in my life.
What you mean? Listen, I'm telling you the truth.
That's nice, you know, but did you ever hear the one about the guy with the wooden eye?
Hey, now, don't do that to me, man. I mean, well, let me put it this way.
Listen, shit, you know something? You crazy. You know that?
What? Hey, don't you call me crazy, man. Let me ask you something. What would you have done, man?
Well, to begin with, I wouldn't have told this story. You understand?
Well, that's easy for you to say, but it happened to me. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, man, don't be some asshole. You trying to pull my...
Hey, you call me an asshole?
No, no, I'm just saying you're an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got... All right. Let's clean up this language. Let's clean it up. Come on. If you clean up this language, you get out of this place. Hey, man, call me an asshole. All right, that's enough of those words. Now, either you talk clean or you get out of here.
I'm still saying, it's not me. It's just that you are an asshole. You understand?
Hey, you know something? You know what's gonna happen?
Now, listen, don't you raise that glass. You understand?
Hey, you know what I could do to you if I want to get... Hey, you're going to make me angry in here. I'm just trying to talk to you. You asked me, you said, how you doing? I said, okay. You asked me how my lady was. I told you. You said, what's new? I'm telling you a story about what happened to me the other night. I was really walking along. I really looked off to my right. I really did see a light off in the middle of the night off to my right. I really did tell you everything, and that's right. You understand?
All right. I got to go now.
God damn, man. What are you doing to me, man? You're making me look like a fool.
Well, that's easy. All you have to do is look in your own mirror.
Hey, man.
I All right, watch your language. Hey, man, didn't you hear me singing a while ago? Hey, let me ask you guys something. Are you a group or anything?
Group?
Well, I heard you singing before. I thought maybe it's a group, you know?
Hey. Hey, why don't you just get paid? You serve the drinks, you know. You wipe them glasses. Leave us alone. Hey, you know what? Let's go to some other bar. Well, all right.
Flying saucer flew down to earth one day. Looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, let's fly away. They took a look at a western movie, somebody heard them say, if a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are, we'd better fly away. Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair. Said, this planet is an awful menace, let's go back to where we came from. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
Oh, no.
Said, it's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
Now they took a look in Mebbets Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game. Heard all the screaming, said we must be dreaming, cause the planet is insane.
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, let's fly away. They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, all the people seem to be living in a nursery, we'd better fly away. Traveled all around and once they'd seen us, said, let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus. Goodness, what a place to live in. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
saw the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. And quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
Some good stuff right there. Ella Fitzgerald and her song called Two Little Men in a Flying Saucer. You're listening to the Crazy J Weird Record Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. This is Radio Vegas Dot Rocks. We've got just a little bit of time left and a whole lot of songs to get to. Now, if I don't get to them all today, we'll do it on the next show. I'll finish them up. But let's get into this one. This is an interesting one, one that I actually forgot about. It's called It Came From Out of the Sky. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Alaska.
Sky.
Oh, listen to me, children.
Well,
I'm going to preach Jerusalem.
Well,
it's not going to be about heaven.
Well,
but believe me when I tell.
Well,
I'm going to think that people see. What they say, some don't agree. Talk about things that fall and fly.
That's also
sky. Some folks talk about atom bombs.
That's
some say
so
it's
fine,
not a loss of some.
Well, in the sky.
Well, said life, the king of old, who got the call.
That's
good to be the handwriting on the wall. Folks who sleep but don't understand. That's the
song
of soul, so for God's mighty hand.
Well,
said if you see them, don't try to understand. Get on your knees and take God's hand. Let them fly, fight and blast.
That's
the
awesome.
Deepest of Jesus to the land.
Well,
I was out shopping, though you'll find it hard to believe, a little blue man came out of the crowd and timidly tugged at my sleeve.
"I love you, I love you,"
said the little blue man.
"I love you, I love you to bits. I love you."
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I hurried back to my apartment. I rushed in and I closed the door. But there on the desk stood the little blue man, who started to tell me once more.
"I love you, I love you,"
said the little blue man.
"I love you, I love you to bits. I love you."
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. 4 weeks after that I was haunted, though no one could see him but me. Right by my side was the little blue man, wherever I happened to be.
"I love you."
One evening in wild desperation, I rushed to a rooftop in town, and over the side pushed the little blue man, who sang to me all the way down.
"I love you, I love you,"
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you."
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I whispered, "Thank goodness that's over." I smiled as I hurried outside. But there on the street stood the little blue man, who said with a tear in his eye,
"I don't love you anymore."
Betty Johnson right here on the Wacky Record Show. The Weird Wacky Show is what you guys love about it. I am here on the 44th floor of the Electronic Sandbox. The padded walls are here. I need help, everybody. These songs drive me crazy. We've done 2 hours of outer space tunes, flying saucers, aliens, and more, and we're just about out of time. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to post this show. I don't post these wacky record shows very often. But if you go to the wonderfully beautiful website of rockincomedyshow.com, we'll post it there. With some bonus content. That's right. I'll finish playing the songs that I don't get to on the live portion of the show. And you can finish the show up over there. Because there's some good stuff still ahead. And I'm running out of time. But let's get into it. Here is a interesting song from 1978. The group is called The Reslows. And this is Flying Saucer Attack. The Reslows and Flying Saucer Attacks. Hey, coming up here at noon, if you're going to continue to listen to us live on RadioVegas.rocks, it's our good buddy Gary Jackson bringing you The Dark Side of the Moon. No, not 2 hours of Pink Floyd, although he just put some in there. It's 2 hours of progressive classic rock. You never know what he's going to play. It is always a fantastic show, so check it out, Dark Side of the Moon. And then at 2 o'clock, it's our good buddy Tom Seaborn. He's back and better than ever. He feels bionic, even though he's in a cage 24 hours a day. That's coming up at 2 o'clock. And don't forget, later tonight, like every Sunday at 9 o'clock, it is Wild Nights with Danny Wild. And then we've got Sinful Sundays with Brent Muscat happening from 11 to 1. He's got Crackerman coming on the show. You might remember them. They were Phil Verone's very first guest just a little while ago. Great guys. So tune in for that live show tonight happening at 11 o'clock. But right now I'm going to play you one from 1947. It's the Buchanan Brothers. Here they are with When You See Those Flying Saucers.
You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day. It's a sign there's no of the trouble that's about. So I say, my friends, you'd better start to pray. They're a terrifying sight as they fly on day and night. It's a warning that we'd better mend our ways. You'd better pray see those flying saucers, it may be the coming of the judgment day. Someone's foolish dreams, or maybe they were sent down here from Mars. If you just stop and think, you'd realize just what it means. They're more than atom bombs or falling stars. And though the war may be true, there's unrest and trouble brewing, and those flying saucers may be just a sign that if peace doesn't come, it will be the end of some. So repent today, you're running out of time. When you see a saucer fly like a comet through the sky, you should realize the price you'll have to pay. You'd better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day.
Oh yeah, 1947, the Buchanan Brothers, When You See Those Flying Saucers. We're just about out of time on the live version of this show, but don't forget, if you go to rockincomedyshow.com and bring up the episode for the Wacky Record Show titled Out of This World, there will be some bonus content on there for you so we can finish up the songs. But I want to leave you with this one. It's an interesting one. It is from a group out there in Scotland. You might have heard of that place. And it was a request, so I do want to get it in, for Dylan McGovern. This group is from Scotland. They are called Bonnie Bridge, and this is their song called The UFO Song. We are out of time for the live version, so just hang on tight if you're downloading it, and bonus content is to come. But other than that, guys, I'm out. RadioVegas.rocks continues. Coming up next after this song is the one and only Gary Jackson with The Dark Side of the Moon. We'll see you next Sunday.
Others have told of a place we must seek. Our planet is dying, our sun's growing weak. So we've come from a galaxy out of your reach. We've studied your ways and we've copied your speech. So we have. Now some of your planet is covered in sea, and some is a desert of sand, and some is all frozen, so the place we have chosen is Bonnie Bridge. Set the control for Bonnie Bridge, though. We're gonna blast you to pieces. Set the control for Bonnie Bridge, though. We'll take on using your species. Sent an explorer from Mothership in space to look for intelligent life in the place. Big mistake. Hopeless mission. Started at home with his front teeth missing. Then his ship struck a rock just outside Bank Knot. His starter was jammed and his circuits had locked. But his luck starts to change when this local appears. Says he kens how he feels, he's been fleeing for years. He asked if he wanted a push, or did he want to come into the bush?
said the control from on the bridge door. We're gonna blast his depression. Said the control from on the bridge door. We'll take on using your species. She found creatures like he'd never seen, but they all seemed to like him just because he was green. And they drank lots of fluids that made him feel strong, and he's filed his report in the form of a song, and its words echoed out as a warning through space, and it tells of the strength of the whole human race. It goes, touching hands and dreams, reaching out, touching me, touching you, and you.